Good morning. Skies are mostly cloudy, even a few flurries or scattered snow showers in a few spots across interior New York and New England behind the disturbance that pushed through late last night and produced a round of light snow yesterday across the area. As this system continues to depart, clouds will tend to break up across southernmost New York and New England to reveal partly to mostly sunny skies today, while the rest of the region will remain cloudy to mostly cloudy. High temperatures will be milder than the last couple of days, reaching into the upper 30s and lower 40s on average. High pressure building in will keep it dry throughout the day, and it looks like that same high will keep it dry with partly cloudy skies overnight as lows drop back into the mid-20s. That same area of high pressure will keep it dry during the day on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds as highs rebound back into the mid-40s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a storm system which will be emerging out of the middle of the country and heading toward the Great Lakes. On this track, we'll see clouds thicken during the day on Saturday. It'll be dry for a good portion of the day before showers start to move in from the south late Saturday afternoon. High temperatures will manage to get above freezing and into the lower 40s for daytime highs. In fact, with that storm track off to our north and west on Sunday, we'll have cloudy skies and rain showers. And while temperatures are still a bit in question, it does look like it'll stay above freezing with high temperatures in the mid-40s. Behind this system, a shot of colder air will start to move in on Monday with a mix of sun and clouds and a northwest breeze in the upper 30s, and high pressure will keep it dry and sunny but chilly on Tuesday with highs in the mid-30s. Staying in the mid-30s with the next system approaching on Wednesday with the chance of rain and snow showers. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level low over Southern California will steadily move inland over the southwest and weaken by Friday over the Four Corners region. This system will begin to produce rain over parts of the southwest, while snow will develop over the higher elevations of the southern Rockies. Snow will expand into the central Rockies overnight. Winter weather advisories and winter storm warnings are in effect for the Sangre de Cristo Mountains, where 6 to 12 inches of snow will accumulate. As the storm ejects out to the east, rain will develop over parts of the southern plains, and light snow will also move in over parts of the central plains and parts of the mid-Mississippi Valley. This will eventually push into the upper Great Lakes by Friday night. Meanwhile, upper-level ridging will push temperatures to 20 to 30 degrees above average over parts of the plains today. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light snow, blowing snow and fog, 12 degrees with a northwest wind at 56 gusting to 61 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 33 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 36 degrees, the dew point 28, 73% relative humidity, a west wind at 10 miles per hour gusting to 21, and the barometer at 29.96 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at Kingsville, Texas, to a low of 29 below zero at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy in the upper 40s, Boston mostly sunny and breezy in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 30 degrees, the low 19, the average temperature 25, that's 6 degrees below normal. 0.06 of an inch of rain yesterday, 1.3 inches of snow, that's also the total for the month, and 1.8 inches below normal. 2.5 inches of snow for the season, which is 3.7 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 38 degrees, the average low 23. The record high 64 set in 1966, and the record low 4 below zero in 1902. Sunrise this morning, 7:15 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:21 p.m. 9 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A few snow showers, then some breaks of sunshine later today with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and a bit breezy today with highs in the mid 40s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with a few rain and snow showers today and highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and a bit breezy today with highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy today with highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds back into the mid-40s. Thickening clouds on Saturday with late-day showers possible, lower 40s. Cloudy with more showers likely on Sunday in the mid-40s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler on Monday, upper 30s. Mostly sunny, mid-30s on Tuesday. And mostly cloudy with a chance of rain and snow showers Wednesday and highs in the mid-30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.